Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Brett Vesely's in the chair. We got Big Dick Toledo running around. Look, even old Jer's here getting ready to get out in the van this morning as we kick off our day with a disaster here in the city. You're not going over there on the 101. Whether you want to or not, Jeremy, just not happening. There's a wrong-way driver again, and he was going the wrong way.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin?
Nope, not Jeffrey Toobin, although maybe. They're saying impairment maybe, but there's a fatality. That thing's going to be closed all morning. I'm pretty sure it was northbound on the 101 Indian School on the east 101, not the one by the stadium, the other one. Is that where you're going?
It's closed from the 202 all the way up.
Holy cow, from the 202 all the way up past the Indian School, so...
Yeah.
That'll be a blast. Well, it's a good thing that COVID has knocked down traffic, but still, these aren't fun mornings, so ignore that. And I've always had the theory the wrong way drivers start popping up. Brett, you know this more than anybody. When allergy medicine starts to kick in, I've had this, like everybody says impairment, this, but if you drink or do any drugs at all and add allergy medicine, you're done for 24 hours. You may think you're okay.
Oh, yeah.
But I could see Benadryl, what it does to me. I would clearly see going down the wrong way of a road. I get lost in my house when I'm on Benadryl. I am a mess, but I feel and seem normal. And the next thing you know, I'm standing in the backyard going, how did I get here? I have blackout kind of moments with Benadryl. I have a feeling that every, because it's always like usually February till about May, and then it starts up again in October, November. We get a little bit of December and January, but once medicine for allergies in this city, it's almost annual. Once that gets cooking, we start seeing wrong-way drivers. We haven't seen one in a long time, and here this morning we got one. So I'm convinced I got something going with this. And I never hear anything about it. They always say impaired this, impaired that. Once they find alcohol and drugs, you're like, ah, that's it. But I think if, you know, you're a lot of people are on drugs right now, driving just fine. Jeremy, he got here this morning. No problem. And he is high as a kite.
Those movies, countless amounts of car chases where they – rally over into the opposite way of traffic, and they're
you
weaving
watch too many
in and
movies.
Out.
You're starting to weave movies into a lot of reality.
I'm he's getting a little bit worried. A new Fast
I'm
one of
people
who's
trying to pull
yesterday.
That off.
Yesterday we were talking about guns, and he brought up John Wick as his example of reality and how shooting works. And I'm like, I'm a little concerned. Brady might be that man cave bitch barn might be turning into a reality based. It's your own Oculus. You can't separate the two things.
Maybe it is turning
that's
into
my,
a,
that's
man,
my tactical
a man cave
training.
Now.
Maybe it
I
is.
Mean, that's my tactical training.
Is it your tactical training,
yeah.
Watching John Wick?
Yeah.
Well, it's working. Because you're tactically involved in the movies. You know what it'll do? It'll keep you from going outside. And I think that's important when you think you're well-trained by the John Wick franchise. Yeah, it's. I'm convinced, though. There has to be something to this because it's always right when we start in with everybody being on allergy meds.
And I know that firsthand because a lot of times doing the overnights, if I couldn't sleep, I'd pop a couple Benadryl and have a couple cocktails. I'm gone.
You're done.
Yeah,
you're
I'm done. But I would make sure I was in bed at that time because it was going to be 10 minutes.
I realized my problem with Benadryl a few years ago when I took the two pills. They doubled up on the pills. And I had a little adult beverage. And I went to sleep at it was a Friday. About 5 in the evening Friday. I woke up at 5 in the evening Saturday, and the sun was kind of coming up or going down because it was around this time of year, so yeah. It was right around dusk. I thought it was sunrise. I thought it was Monday. I panicked. I'm like, I'm late for work. The sun's already up. I lost my mind. I'm running around scrambling, getting ready, and I realized, wait a minute. It's like weekend. I think it's the weekend. It's okay. It's the weekend, and also I think it might be nighttime. I think we may be dealing with a full 24-hour sleep here for the first time ever. I went out the last time I took it very carefully, no adult beverage, 16 hours completely out. Woke up, probably had another 6-7 hours of being caked. So I don't take it because I have to drive. You know, within a 16-hour time frame, I'm usually driving somewhere. I don't like it.
And you factor that in with all the drug commercials out there that where the side effects are suicidal thoughts, depression, and people try that for the first time, and the actually experienced that.
Yeah.
And there's a reason they put it on there.
I love those, the depression pills that could cause more depression.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I was reading about those because they have like 1% is all it takes if the people in the trials have to have that thing.
That you have to say that.
That's why they have those run. Because I'm like, how come these things pass with all these side effects? But it has to be 1% of the trial basis people have to have. I had more suicidal thoughts when I was on the pill. Right? That's a symptom then. It could cause blah, 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 because they're just covering their ass. It's just a CYA of like, maybe you'll feel this, because everybody who took it had a feeling. Might want to call your mom as a symptom. Might want to give your mom a ring too often.
So only 1% had anal leakage with Alestra.
Well, Alestra had an actual issue. That's why it became news. It's because so many people came back with Alestra and said, I love the chips. The new Pringles are fantastic, but
I'm a little leaky.
My asshole became like a Price Pfister, and I don't know exactly what's going on here. It wasn't normal. Is it the chips, or is it something else I'm doing? No, it's the Alestra. You're like the 18th guy that said it.
Well, it's crazy when a 60-second commercial is 39 seconds of may cause this, and you might die.
But if you remember Alestra.
And the people having a great time.
Oh, it just was written on the bag, may cause anal leakage. They didn't have all the other 1% problems. They're like, this thing is probably going to cause anal
leakage. Enjoy the slide.
Yeah, instead of just saying loose stools or anything else, because it wasn't making poop. It was just making your butt leak something. Foreign substance will leak from your ass. Enjoy the Pringles. It's fat-free.
That's why the guy's always winking on the Pringles can.
Yeah. That's my friend Rich just texted, and he said, how about the commercial that says, don't take this drug if you're allergic to it? Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I'm pretty wise to that. Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare morning on the 101 if you're traveling around the East Valley, Scottsdale area. 202 to all the way past Indian School is shut down, which is going to cause problems all the way back to the 60 and everything else. I say you just do your job from home like you know you can. Everybody's proven they can do it, so do that and stay off the road. What a disaster.
People are saying around the country stocking up again on office supplies and stuff for their house, anticipating a second wave.
Two per household signs are back up at the Safeway on the disinfectants and the toilet paper and stuff like that. So they're thinking maybe we're going to start running after it again. And who knows what's going to happen? Yesterday I sat down and watched the news on the I have been avoiding, like, trying to turn it to CNN or Fox and just getting comfortable with it. Like, I'll do it for a quick thing. Like, what are they doing? What's going on? Just as a goof to see if anything. Like the Rudy Giuliani thing's got me laughing pretty hard.
Yeah,
his moments with Borat. And I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's pretty funny.
Getting caught.
His excuse is fantastic, and then the pictures come back, and you're like, nobody tucks their shirt in like that. What are you doing? So, yeah, he's laying down with a hot girl in a hotel bed, and he's reaching into his pants, laying backwards. It was a tuck. I'm tucking. And I'll give it to him that because even when he got caught, he admitted it when they filmed Borat because a new movie's coming out. He admitted he got busted. He like, I got fooled. They called me into an interview with this girl. And the Borat people, he was actually bragging, like, that's pretty cool that I'm one of the guys that he would have targeted. And now he's like, these bastards made it look like I was jerking off the whole time. And it does kind of, because he lays down with this girl. She takes him into a room for the interview. And I've been in this situation where they do junkets in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was weird. Joey Lauren Adams, remember her?
Yep.
You remember her? She was in Chasing Amy. Cute. Mm-hmm. Smoked like a fire.
Ugh.
Yeah, Brady didn't like that.
Ugh.
I could look past it. And I remember when I worked at the Zone, they asked me to go do an interview with her. I was just some scrub. It was like if I asked Jeremy, go interview Joey Lauren. I'm like, okay. So I go stay. It was at the Camelback Esplanade. And I'm waiting. That was why I liked that movie with Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts so much, is because he kept having to interview Anna Scott in the hotel rooms. I'm like, I've been there. I know what this is like. Some guy tells you, like, how many questions do you have? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to make it up. And he goes, okay, you have 4 minutes. I'm like, all right. And I went in there with Joey Lauren Adams, who was more adorable in person, by the way, except for the smoking that made Brittany gassy.
A pack of Marlboros hanging in her sleeve.
She had smokes on the table and one in her mouth going the whole time. And for whatever reason, Squidward wanders in there. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm like, how are you? She says, I'm great. And we start talking in the hotel. Oh, and by the way, the handler comes in and goes, you have 4 minutes, and then leaves you alone with her.
Like,
it's
all right.
It's so rapey. Like, you get, all like, right. It's so, yeah, it crosses your mind. It crosses your mind. Like, I was summoned here. She saw me in the lobby and she's like, leave me alone with this guy. I have 4 minutes. That's exactly what I was thinking. I've got about 4 minutes of good in me right now before this is over anyway. So, yeah, and then she just starts smoking. She says, you don't mind if I smoke? I'm like, no. And then she started to talk like we were tight, like this was a thing. And I'm getting a vibe. I'm feeling a vibe. And then she brought up that she dated Pauly Shore, and it was all over from that moment on. I just grabbed her cigarettes and rubbed them all over my body. And I'm like, that's so much better than what Pauly did to you. But I thought for sure we were going to have that happen. She got up once. She went and made a drink. We're talking the whole time. I'm just recording her. And it was a two-bedroom suite at the Esplanade, which is now the Camby. And I'm like, all right, this is pretty great.
It was the Ritz.
It's on. Or the Ritz-Carlton. Yeah, yeah. It's on. And then some dude busts in and goes, your time is up. And then some other loser comes in. She does the same thing to him. But I had that moment where I thought it was happening. So I know Rudy Giuliani goes into this thing thinking, ah, they do these all the time. Interviewing the two-bed. The girl in this thing that Borat had her do is supposed to be Borat's daughter. And so she said, I want to interview a big-time politician, gets him in there, starts to talk to him, and then says, let's go into the bedroom. And he follows her into the bedroom, which is, I would have done it with Joey Lauren Adams because I know I'm not, because I would have gone on TV and gone, who wouldn't have done this? Like, everybody would have said you were a pussy to not do it. When you're Rudy Giuliani, you can't do that. And then, for whatever reason, they have him. I don't know the full story yet, and it makes me want to see the Borat movie.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the one that isn't fake. They may have manipulated what happened after, but that's going to be the one that's not fake because he reaches into his pants and he's laying down on the bed. Do you tuck your shirt in laying down?
No.
I don't either. I don't like tucking shirts in.
Rarely do I tuck a shirt in.
Like, yeah. The weird, same, but like when I put a suit on.
Sometimes not an option.
My weird tuck thing is that I unzip my pants and reach in there and start pulling on the shirt from inside. So I'll go through the zipper. After
I usually
have because I got to get rid of that weird blousing thing.
I tuck and then I button the pants.
That's what I do.
I try that, but then when I button the pants, the shirt kind of – I can't take a tucked-in shirt going over the waistband. It has to be dead flat down the stomach into the shirt.
Oh, I've never had that.
Yeah, and I'm talking to the wrong guy. Brett, I'm looking at you now. You have human build. So, yeah. So I have to – so once it's there and it starts to – like if you move, it kind of pulls out and it blouses over. It does that little puff. So I reach into the zipper and I tug it down and make flat. It's called a flat stomach, Brady. It's this weird kind of anomaly.
I just look
anomaly.
At the curve. It's a nice little
right. You don't have
cove.
To worry about the
it's a cove, like
see,
a cove.
I actually almost envy that. You
he's
don't
curvy.
He doesn't have to worry, but he's very curvy. You don't have to worry about the blousing of a shirt, the way it puffs yeah. out. You don't even know what I'm talking about. You're
oh,
looking
yeah.
at me like I'm crazy. You do.
No, I don't yeah. like it sometimes on the back if it folds.
Bunches.
It has a, yeah.
yeah.
So you create a... the. Military has a
you
way
fold
to fold.
Yeah, I do that, but after a few minutes of moving. So I was at the firefighters' ball hosting that damn thing, and I don't even know, Jeremy, you were there. You might have seen me do it. Behind the podium, I pulled the Giuliani, and I unzipped and tugged a little because I looked down at my shirt while I was talking, and I realized, so I was just multitasking. The podium covered me up.
When you tugged, you mean shirt,
yeah,
right?
I jerked myself off
oh,
right
okay,
there for
well.
The firefighters.
Okay, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I had to.
Damn!
You can
damn,
get those things
Jeffrey.
Where it clips the shirt
oops,
down.
Sorry. Yeah.
And they have the designs that hold the
and
shirt.
And I actually looked for the untuckets and then the tucked shirt things. Those
yeah.
are great. I look for the – because women have it what I want, which is the shirts that are just basically onesies. They button up on the grundle.
Yeah.
So the whole shirt
underneath.
Goes down and then buttons on the grundle. This is what I want because it'll keep your shirt from puffing out. Anyway, Rudy Giuliani jerks off in the new Borat, and it's pretty great. But he's upset about it.
I'm not. I was there. I got fooled. Everybody said this. I don't understand what you guys are. What are you guys thinking? I was, going to jerk off at some girl. That was not true. She was a Russian. I thought she was going to piss on me, so I was getting my plastic out.
Just as that starts panning out, then this kicks in.
Yeah.
It's, here we go again.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, you know, she wanted to go in the bedroom, so I went to the bedroom with her. This is nuts. You guys think I was jerking off with some teen girl? Who does that? Everyone? Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's true. So, I want to see Borat now. Now, you remember the first one came out, and then he got sued by everybody. And then he had to admit, like, four or five of the things were all set up. Which is fine.
Yeah.
And his TV show.
The original, where they have no idea who he is, like the
phenomenal,
the Andy Rooney one.
Going back when he did the HBO thing, and it was an English show first, but when Borat was on the 30-minute show, the stuff he was getting was just uncomfortable. And that's how I know the Giuliani one's real, is because he wouldn't be in on this. So that one, they got him. And the celebrities are usually, they got him. Or whenever
that
somebody.
That was Ali G.
But what people don't know is if you're going to broadcast, you have to have that person's permission.
Right. And they have to sign off after the fact.
So, like those college kids that Borat had in the first one that were racist and whatever in that RV had to sign off later. And I think one of them sued him because
they
fooled
said,
him.
Look, yeah,
no, he got stuff. I think that kid got a kickback.
Right. But I had heard that the kid, they weren't that, they played it. Overplayed it more.
Well, they said that they were told what to, like, how to be, and then they went crazy because they were drunk college kids. Yeah. But then there were a couple that were just, like, fake. The hooker was an actress. She'd been in a ton of other stuff since. But it is a show. It is a movie.
Yeah.
But when Sacha Baron Cohen got OJ on his TV show on Showtime here recently, there's no faking what he did. That was unbelievable and phenomenal.
And he signs off on it.
And, well, OJ signed off on it before. That's the argument. It's like, will you agree to be on this TV? Sure. And then you sign your papers before, afterwards, and you give them creative control to edit however they want. And the next thing you know, OJ's on this show. He's not going to make a big stink out of it because then it looks like he's guilty.
You don't think he's doing anything wrong?
OJ?
I mean, yeah.
OJ? What do you mean? That he's done
something
wrong?
During that interview afterwards, he thought, no, I'm just
telling him probably,
like OJ
he probably watched this lunatic. But that's the thing I think that people get upset about is you sign things to do an interview with somebody who turns out not to be real. You know what I mean? Like you got Sacha Baron Cohen underneath all the makeup.
Right.
The whole thing, like everything
do
was
they
falsified.
Explain that. They
so don't. When you sign legal documents under false pretenses, they're not legal documents. So there has to be wording in that nobody reads that says, by the way, this is Sacha Baron Cohen and you guys
which
agree
then
for
would
this.
Set that. I mean, someone would be on that to begin with.
Anyway.
So you wonder if this character is going to come in and interview you.
Wouldn't it have been great, though, if Rudy just whipped it out and started jerking off and that's in the Borat movie? And that would be fantastic. And it wouldn't surprise me in this day and age of learning that dudes whip it out a lot and just start going.
The Zoom movement.
Yeah, the Jeffrey Toobin Zoom movement that people just can't control it. Anyway. But Rudy doing that is funny. And the reason I sat down and watched CNN and that I wanted to see if they were talking about that. And I just happened to get there right as the FBI was saying that Russia and Iran have done it again. And I didn't know what it was, but FBI guy came out. The
just
best,
Iran.
No, it was Russia and Iran. They're both.
They did this time.
Okay.
Both.
I heard
they're,
Iran.
I missed they're infiltrating. They've got they've broken into our database kind of in ways in the voter identification. So they've got the information of a ton of voters. They're going to try to influence the election already through email and all sorts of stuff.
And what did Fox say? Because, it was
Fox,
a complete opposite. Nope.
I watched the Fox because the press conference started right as far. And then some guy came on and he goes, you have 4 minutes. There will be no questions. And I'm like, oh, this is a bad FBI. This is a bad announcement. And the guy just came out and said, we have proof that Iran and Russia, actors have decided to get involved in our election again. And we know we have credible evidence. The FBI doesn't come out and say, we think. The FBI comes out and says, we know, and they know for sure that they're spreading misinformation campaigns and doing the same thing that they claimed in 2016 and this time too.
To vote for Trump.
To bash Trump in a lot of them.
Well, the Iran one this morning, that's what they didn't even mention.
Well, watching the press conference with the FBI, the guy said that one is to attempt to make Trump look bad and to sway people against that. Iran's thing was confusing because they were in on it with him. It was really kind of an interesting thing because the two FBI guys came out and just – basically said, and how do you stop that? It's basically what we used to do when we'd fly planes over. We've done it as recently as Afghanistan, where you fly planes over and dump pamphlets on the people. It's propaganda. It's the same thing.
What's the difference between them throwing a commercial or a pamphlet in and the commercials that are currently running?
Because it's
all
not
different.
True. None of it's real. I know.
And those commercials
but they
are.
Have to be proven to be somewhat true.
So the
this
Mark
is,
Kelly and
yeah,
all
at
this
least,
stuff that we're getting.
At least there's a gatekeeper for the commercials.
Yeah.
A slight one. You're right. You can manipulate truth. This is just throwing it out there as truth. I don't know who it sways.
And who would it benefit, yeah.
But it evidently worked in 2016 to cause us to always be worried about our elections.
So now Russia switched sides, now they're against Trump?
I don't know. Is that how this is going? And that's the other thing. I don't know who they're for or against, but they're
according to the Iran one, it was for, so. And then I don't know how that, like you're saying, John, does that make Republicans go, uh-oh, if Iran wants Trump, then we need to
switch over.
It creates chaos. Because Iran likes him. Yeah. I don't like Iran. Or does it the other way?
I have no idea. It creates chaos and a mess. And that's all I got out of it. It's like we got another mess in our hands. We got another argument that nobody really understands what's happening. That people can, like, you know, Chrissy Teigen can start getting upset about something again and act like she knows anything's happening. Or all these celebrities. Mark Ruffalo can go bananas. But
every 4 years, it's going to be another train wreck.
Can you imagine every what four, it's going to – I was thinking that yesterday. What's it going to be like in two presidential elections from now? If this is the new, like, oh, my goodness, this is how we do elections. We're not going back in. The toothpaste ain't going back in the tube. This is going to get worse. And it's going to go idiocracy.
Yeah, I think it should move in the right direction, which would be the election period is narrowed down.
Oh, that would just speed up the crazy.
You think?
Yeah. I mean,
only have so much time to be able to
like 3 months, and that's it.
Good. Yeah. Guess what would happen? They would do it just like with baseball. All right, we'll have to hurry. That's essentially all they'll say. To get all the same exact information out, they'll just do it every day. I don't know what to think, but yeah, it was like the old Donald Rumsfeld press conferences years ago that Robin Williams made fun of when he said Donald Rumsfeld took the stage about terrorism and said, "We don't know when. We don't know how, but something terrible is going to happen." Like, oh my God, just scare the hell out of us.
It's like the weather people in Phoenix now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the haboobs. Yeah. What is this? It's coming. It's going to be bad. We can't predict it. We don't know when, but it's out there, and it's looking at you. Yeah, so I don't know what to expect, but I don't know how it is different. Maybe someone can explain it to me. How is it different than when we go to, like we did it in Iraq, in Desert Storm? I thought that was the coolest thing I ever watched on TV. Big planes would go by over rural areas and drop flyers that said, you can help us overthrow. This is what your government's doing that's terrible. You don't even know about.
Have you seen this man?
How is it different? Well, that was before they had him. Before that.
Yeah.
Before they even wanted Saddam. It was, here's what your government's doing wrong. You want to join with us? We're here. Just say these words and here's a little thing. And we dropped pamphlets to tell the people, come with us. Do something we want you to do. I don't know how that's different.
That's why, like, when the first invasion, like, it was an immediate surrender.
Right. Well, they showed them how. And, you know, that's what that great movie Three Kings. They, you know, here's the pamphlet your president sent us. Where are all these promises?
Yep.
Where's all this? We're going to liberate you. Where's the food? Where's the money? Like, it's not about that. And he fed that dude oil. It's crazy. So I don't know what's going on, but it's all corrupt. It's all a nightmare. And Rudy Giuliani jerks off for reporters. But all I care about now is that I've made a 180 and I'm going to see the new Borat movie. Maybe in theaters, breathing as heavy as I can on the guy in front of me without a mask on. Why not? Let's just throw caution to the wind on everything. I don't care anymore. I just want to watch Rudy Giuliani jerk off with some lady in a joke.
It'll be interesting to see how the entire interview is.
Right.
Because that's off a trailer, right? They don't even...
Right. I don't know what's going on with the rest of it. There's trailer stuff.
The trailers can be deceiving.
Sure. And he's saying, that's not exactly... I was tucking my shirt, but it's so great to be in a bed... in a hotel room with a young blonde girl.
Does not look
good. With your hand in your pants. Yeah. And go, now hold on a second. You just can't go to that. This isn't what it looks like. All right, go. Ah, this is exactly what it looks like. But Rudy's, you know.
Just admit it. Who cares at this point?
I jerked off.
I mean, you got caught.
What if he didn't?
But it just goes away faster that way.
It might.
It was like the PED things when Andy Pettit's like, yep, I did it. Everybody's like, well, what are we going to do? He said he did it.
If he was jerking off, I think you're right.
Everybody does it.
I know, but he wasn't. He might have actually been tucking. He's an old man. Old men do weird things.
Or he could have been adjusting, putting it up in the waistband, you know?
I've done that 100,000 times. I whip it. Brady, the waistband is just beneath your stomach, and it's this strange part of your pants. But, sometimes I do that. I love the Mack Weldons because my sweatpants make it so if I start to bone up a little bit for no reason in the middle of the day, I tuck that thing over, pull the T-shirt down, and it kind of – neutralizes the threat, if you know what I mean.
I might have to get a pair of those.
They're
now.
Great.
I think you're selling me now.
Waistband wiener tuck is one of
gold.
I think black guys out there are like, yeah, that's the best. Most white guys get it. Some don't. Wait, you can get it all the way up there?
The black guys have to use their belt. They don't use just the waist strap.
Yeah, they hang it like a suicide victim. A lot. Or they just wrap it around a leg or something. But yeah, the waistband tuck. Oh, my God. And I've done that laying down. So maybe Rudy's got a waistband tuck started.
That's the story his PR people should go with.
In fact, Brett, the last time I wore suit pants, I didn't wear underwear because they were too tight. And it was showing too much of the, the helmet.
Right. Maybe that's why back
I tucked it. I did a waistband tuck and then threw my shirt over the top of the waistband tuck until the boy decided to crawl back into his hole. And he slinked out of the waistband and didn't dangle anymore. He's like, I get it. You don't want me to show tonight. And he went back into that pea pod form. But at first it was like a warm day or something. Like he was like, oh my God, these pants are outlining it. You can see veins and like weirds. Like I got a waistband tuck. And I laid down to do that. Brett may be onto something. He might have just protected Rudy. So I had to put it in my waistband. See, here's the thing. I'm Italian. So sometimes it just shows. And I stuffed it in my waistband, and you got to lay down to do that to make it proper. Yeah, you can't do a waistband tuck well standing up.
No.
Brett might have just solved the Giuliani mystery. You need to be on his spin team. What you don't understand about old Rudy is I've got a massive hog. Plus, he's like 80, right? His balls might be all over the place.
That's true.
My balls are everywhere, and I'm 48. I got to move those things constantly. I want to see this movie. I'm sold on the Giuliani bald hotel move.
You want to figure if it's a tug or if it's a waistband?
We'll know. Mm. We'll know. But if it was a tug, I have to imagine it would have come out months ago.
Yeah.
And Borat's guilty if the guy tugged to some girl in a hotel room without her wanting it months ago. And he's guilty of just as bad a crime as if he hung on to that for his movie release rather than just saying, okay, we were doing this thing and Rudy Giuliani got really inappropriate and needs to go. I mean, they had him dead to rights. You can't wait if he's actually tugging it. God, I got to see this now. Probably going to be disappointed. But I like Brett's other approach, too. I want Brett on my spin team. Just tell him you were jerking off.
Might as well. Everybody does it.
My fellow Americans, the thing that was going on in there is something we all do. I was tugging my Johnson while this young girl watched in a hotel room after she interviewed me. There's nothing wrong with that. Questions?
Never done it on film before.
Ah, well.
Well, that's true.
That's what Rudy would say. Hey, it's the first time I'm being recorded.
I wanted to see what it looked like on a video. I'm pretty sure it was impressive, and it was. A lot of the times I got to lay down when I got an erection because it's so big, being Italian, that my spine actually aches. So
I look good.
My dick's like a fat woman with huge breasts. It just hurts my back. The straps on my suspenders just start tearing into my shoulders. Anyway, so it'll be interesting. But yeah, so you're elect. And by the way, if you're one of those people who's looking in your email and someone you don't know in a really odd way emails you something about a presidential candidate and it seems like it's trying to be very influential and you're influenced by it, you need therapy badly. Because,
you're an idiot.
When something you don't know shows up in your email and it sways you one direction or the other, maybe time to check where you're at mentally, because I don't see myself being swayed. I mean, I know the internet can get you and deep fakes can get you. And but if it's my email and someone I don't know sends me something, I'm like, well, this just changed my vote. I wasn't really that entrenched in the vote in the first place. I was going to go one way or another somehow. It's like the people.
Alone if you got spammed by something, like if it's sent to you.
Right.
A lot of times, no.
Are you guys getting the texts?
I get, oh,
I'm
yeah. Hi, I'm David.
Tons of them.
So-and-so, I wanted to reach out to you to see if you'd...
I'm getting just bombarded with texts for politicians. And I don't know what list I'm on or whatever, but I'm on something. And it is just... And texting me is like, that's the way you get to me. Because I don't answer. I'm not going to answer.
If your number isn't in my phone, I don't answer it at all.
Except for to goof on you. And most of the time, it's like the politicians' ones are robocalls, but... I don't know. We're coming down to the end of this thing, finally, and I can't wait. But if Russia and Iran influence our election again through email, and that's 30-year-old technology, if they can get us through email, tip your cap, because we're the idiots in that one. They're not technologically savvy. We're just stupid, and they know it. So
It was weird yesterday afternoon in my neighborhood. There's a bunch of flyers kept falling out of the sky onto our neighborhood. People were running around picking them up. I didn't read it, but.
Yeah, this guy says it was on Rogan the other day. A guy named Tim Kennedy said that all those countries, China, Russia, and Iran, want to do is make our system look bad and look vulnerable, and they're succeeding. They don't care who wins the election. They also say USA does similar things, which I imagine we do.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
It's just easier for them here because there's freedom to manipulate the system. That makes sense to me, that they're not trying to make it look like they're just throwing you know, poison in the soup to say, hey, guys, your elections are as rigged as ours are. That's just, basically what it just makes it look bad. Yeah, they're dicking with us. Yeah, they're twisting our nipples. And some of us like it. Let's get a wake-up song. Yeah, it's just disappointing, though, because the FBI makes everybody think, oh. And now you're going to have all these idiots screaming that it's all rigged and this is never going to end. 2 weeks before the election, we hear this. So no matter what the outcome is, now somebody's got an excuse that it was manipulated by foreign actors. And I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, this is not. It's never going to end. I'll get a wake-up board there and start depending. 585-9800, we'll get a wake-up song for you guys. Tell you where Jeremy's going this morning. KUP Deployment is ready to go. We'll tell you what we got for needs today and tell you where Jeremy is. And as always, remember, avoid the 101 North from the 202 all the way up. Just a terrible accident this morning. It's going to close that one for a while. It's 615. Let's do it. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
98. Station identification.
KUPD. Arizona's most powerful.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.